The spring auction season got underway in Manhattan last night. This year's most anticipated sale of paintings are by Cézanne, Van Gogh, and other artists whose works tend to measure the strength of the art market. The opening auction took place not at Sotheby's or Christie's, but at an upstart rival. David Darcy was there. So what happened last night?
Well, Philips de Paris in Luxembourg, the upstart auction house, which is owned by the luxury goods conglomerate LVMH, took in almost $125 million. The works of art came from the collection of Heinz Berggruen, a dealer who had fled Germany as a teenager. He's Jewish, and he's given paintings to the Met in New York. He set up a museum in Berlin. It was the most anticipated sale because the works were expected to sell for such high prices. But 15 of the works in the sale, in the general sale, including two that Berggruen had placed there, including a Van Gogh, did not sell. So Philips lost money, even though the auctioneer said he could have made money auctioning seats in the sale room.
It took in $125 million and lost money. That's a lot of overhead.
That is a ton of overhead. And the overhead really comes from the fact that Philips is essentially buying these paintings outright. Apparently, Berggruen was given a guarantee of $120 million. Now, Philips won't confirm that. So if you take the $120 million and you add what it costs to take the pictures around the world to promote them, to publish lavish catalogs, to buy a 12-story building in Midtown Manhattan and renovate it in time for this sale, that's a lot of money. But, of course, the overhead doesn't include so much for the champagne because LVMH is already in the champagne business.
So what does Philips get out of this if it loses money?
Well, we're talking about Philips. People are hearing that name, so they're looking for brand recognition and market share. And since they're willing to spend pretty much whatever it takes to get the paintings, it means that Sotheby's and Christie's aren't getting them. So Philips has what you might call the buzz, and the others don't, not to mention that their former executives are under indictment. And, you know, since the art world's about fashion, Philips is now a recognized brand in the business, and the money's compensating for about 200 years of tradition or more that the other auction houses have. And their CEO seems committed to spending the money to do that. He seems to have no one to answer to, while Sotheby's has its shareholders to worry about.
So Philips thinks maybe it can take advantage of the legal problems that Sotheby's and Christie's have had.
Yeah, it's a zero-sum game. There aren't that many Van Goghs or Cezannes or any valuable paintings out there that are available for the auction houses to sell. So every picture Philips gets is one that Sotheby's and Christie's don't get. Could be a result of reduced credibility for them. Could be just a question that people, at a time when they're apprehensive about the economy, have a little more confidence in Philips. But in any case, in the Berggruen and the five Cezannes, also Berggruen's son had worked for the auctioneer. So, you know, there was a family connection, but there was also the $120 million.
And for those of us who can't even afford the champagne, much less the paintings, why do we care?
Right. That's a very good question. And even if the prices went down a few million dollars, I'm sure that you and I wouldn't be able to afford them. I think it shows that people are really apprehensive about the economy. The seven pictures, we should remember, were supposed to be in a museum in Berlin. The Germans could not come up with the money for them. Berggruen had them on a long-term loan. When he decided he wanted, instead of $200 million, the Germans could only come up with $100. He wanted $100 more from the auction house. So these are pictures that the public won't be able to see, although the Getty bought one of them, so at least we'll be able to see a Van Gogh drawing that the Getty bought last night for $4 million.
Reporter David Darcy in New York.